Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. Last week, I started talking about personality, and we talked about past, present, future orientations. I think this whole personality thing might end up being a pretty long series because I've been thinking about a lot of different personality traits and how they play out and affect us in our horsemanship. Today, I want to tackle a portion or quality of introversion-extroversion. A lot of times we make a big deal about introversion versus extroversion, which really has relatively little to do with the execution of our horsemanship. It has a lot more to do with where we turn to process, where we turn to get restored. What is it? What do we find fills us up? Do we need time by ourselves, or do we need time with others and lots of activity to recharge our batteries? One thing that gets confused with that is internalizing versus externalizing. And what we mean by internalizing versus externalizing is how we process and express our emotions. And that can have a huge impact on how we relate to and how we are received by our horses. So one easy way to think about it, externalizers are people who emote in a very open and obvious way. They express their feelings outwardly. And what you may not know is that when people externalize their emotions, when they emote in noticeable and powerful ways, actually what happens physiologically is that there is a release of tension physiologically in that process. Internalizers are people who don't emote externally, but they tend to turn inward in their emotional processing. They inhibit their expression of their emotions, and what is connected to that is an increase in internalized stress. Now, is one better than the other? Well, one would have to say a certain degree of balance might be in order, because certainly it's not going to be in our interest as horsemen and horsewomen to be flying off the handle and emoting and expressing every feeling we have as we're feeling it with our horses. At the same time, if we're carrying everything inside and we're having a buildup in our own stress, our physiological stress, that is going to do a number of things. One of the things that it's going to do, obviously, is that is going to be sensed by our equine partners, and it also serves to lower our reserves. We become less resilient when we're carrying all of that stress inside us during that period of time. So the message for today is to give some thought as to what are your characteristic ways of dealing with emotions. Are you somebody that turns inward and therefore inhibits the expression of your emotion, carries them inside, and then you get a buildup of stress, which can impair your resilience and also might be a source of energy which negatively impacts your interactions with your horses? Are you somebody that just lets it all loose, that lets it all hang out there, does not filter their emotional expression, and can that also, in that way, impair your ability to work with your horses by expressing emotion and expressing it in ways that causes your horse's distress or interferes in you doing the things you want to do to make progress. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I will look forward to seeing you next week.